Hey, it's Melvin. Before we jump into today's podcast session, if your private practice income feels unpredictable, here's one simple shift. Keep your private pay clients and just add one insurance panel for stability. Alma makes it easy for you to do that. You can try it free for 2 months over at sellingthecouch.com/Alma. sellingthecouch.com/Alma. Hello, hello. Welcome to today's session of Selling the Couch. I hope you are doing well and having an incredible start to your day. So over the past 11 years, we have released over 400 episodes of the Selling the Couch podcast. I even ran calculations. If an average episode is around 22, 23 minutes, that's around 9,200 minutes of content over these past 11 years. SDC started as a tiny show, and it has now grown, thanks to you, to be completely honest, into one of the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the entire world. And for a long time, I thought I understood what drives podcast downloads. But recently, I came across a Reddit post where someone analyzed 80 episodes of their podcast over 14 months. They tracked everything from downloads and titles and length and promotion. And what they found honestly surprised me a little bit. It made me rethink how we've been growing the STC podcast and what actually works when it comes to downloads. Because when I started this podcast back in March of 2015, podcasting wasn't what it was today. A lot of people didn't even know what a podcast was. And I remember the first time that it even got into mainstream was an episode from The Big Bang Theory where they were like recording a podcast. And I remember having to explain it to people what a podcast was. And my usual line was, it's like radio, but it's downloaded over the internet. And the reality is that term podcasting wasn't even a part of culture. Now it seems like everybody and their mother has a podcast and or is thinking about starting one, which is like exciting. But with that shift comes a lot of assumptions. Most of us believe downloads come from having a giant of massive audience. If I grow my social media, my podcast will grow. If I get big name guests, downloads will also follow. That last one especially, that was very true in the early days. In fact, I knew several folks that had started podcasts around that time, and their main strategy was to try to get as big of a guest as possible. And the guest would just that guest having being a guest on the podcast would then drive downloads of the smaller podcast. But what this data suggests is that a lot of assumptions aren't actually true. So I wanted to walk through a few insights, not just from that Reddit post, but from what I've learned over these past 11 years. So insight number one is audience size does not equal downloads. Here's what surprised me. From the Reddit analysis, guest follower count had almost zero correlation with downloads. Some of the highest performing episodes had guests that were under 5,000 followers. One of the lowest performing had over 100,000 followers. So here's what I've seen, which is basically the same thing. Some of our best episodes, they didn't come from the biggest names. And I think this is where a lot of us can get tripped up, because when you book a big name guest, you're hoping they'll share it, they'll promote it, they'll email their list. But in reality, sometimes they forget, sometimes they're busy. Sometimes they're doing 10 other podcasts in addition to yours. So your growth becomes dependent on something that you can't control. What actually works better is the best episodes don't rely on who is talking. They rely on what problem is being solved. I think of it like this. There's a terminology in the business or the marketing space called a painkiller versus a vitamin. So a vitamin is, this might be really helpful. A painkiller is, I need this right now. The best episodes answer a painkiller question. So it's a question that's already stirring in someone's head. And when you do that well, you build trust and relevance and to some extent virality, right? People are more willing to share it either on social media or things like Reddit or just word of mouth. Like, hey, I listened to this episode. You got to listen to this as well. Insight number two that I wanted to share is titles matter more than guests. This one might be the most important one from this Reddit post, which it basically found that specific search-friendly titles get 2, sometimes 3x more downloads than vague ones. So here's a simple truth. People don't search for names. They search usually for problems, unless you are just some like huge, massive celebrity. But what they usually are is searching for solutions to problems. And I think a lot of times we forget that in the process of creating these podcasts, that they're actually mini search engines, right? So you go to Apple Podcasts, you search, right? And it's then pulling in all across all Apple Podcasts, the query that someone has asked on Apple Podcasts. What I found is it's not that titles matter. It's not just that titles matter. It's that clarity always beats cleverness when it comes to writing these titles. And specific also beats vague. So the best title are clear and acute, right? So clear, I understand what this is about. Acute, this problem solves something specific. For example, even this episode, I could have titled it The Surprising Thing That Drives Podcast Downloads. But instead, I went with What Actually Drives Podcast Downloads based on real data and 11 years of experience. Because I want someone to see that and I want them to think that's exactly what I need. No guessing, no ambiguity, or anything like that. And just a quick gut check on this. If your last 5 episode titles didn't clearly answer a question, that's likely why they're underperforming. It might be worth just going back and taking a look. And the beautiful thing with podcasts is we can tweak a lot of things, including the titles. So it just might be worth tweaking them. Hey, it's Melvin. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. If you're in private practice, you've probably felt the ups and downs. Some months are full, others are quiet. One simple way to stabilize things, keep your private pay practice, but just add one insurance panel. Not all of them, just the highest paying one that's in your area. That way you still have freedom, but you're not fully dependent upon referrals. That's where Alma really helps. They make it easy to accept insurance, handle all the administrative work, and keep things running smoothly. And just for STC listeners, you can try it absolutely free for 2 months. Just go to sellingthecouch.com/Alma and see if it fits your practice. Alma is spelled A-L-M-A. Insight number 3 is episode length should match real life. So here's from the Reddit data. 35 to 50 minute long episodes perform the best, and over 60 minutes, there was a drop off. Here is what I have personally learned. There's no perfect length. There is only context. For example, the average commute in the US is about 27 minutes one way. So that gives you a natural listening window. Now for solo episodes, specifically for STC, I aim for 15 to 25 minutes. There's a little bit of method to the madness because what I'm really thinking is a colleague who might be listening, they might have a short 10 to 15 minute break between sessions, or they might have a quick commute, or they have an hour where they've had a cancellation or they have an open hour. And I want them to be able to listen to a podcast episode, but also, you know, grab a snack or a meal and use the restroom before the next session. And again, I don't want to fill all of that time. I want also to leave some time and space just to reflect. Now, for guest episodes, we sometimes go up to around 40 minutes, but I haven't really, you know, advertised as much, but we have a second YouTube channel called Quiet Builder. And those episodes are actually completely different, which is they're 5 to 6 minute episodes. And Quiet Builder is both a YouTube channel and an audio podcast as well. And we release those on Saturdays because the context is different, right? So that listener might be sitting quietly before the rest of the house wakes up and they have tea or coffee in their hand and they're just have a moment to just pause and reflect for the day. They may be going on a walk or they may be heading to go play golf or do something like that. And I want to give them one clear idea and just a space to think after they have listened to that episode. Insight number 4 is cross promotion is the real growth engine. So this is again from the Reddit post. Cross promotion was 4 times more effective than social media. What I have seen, this is honestly why I've pulled back on social media quite a bit over these past couple of years. I used to be active on Instagram, on Twitter. We had a Facebook group that was almost 10,000 colleagues. And then I had a Facebook business page. Instead, what I've really now focused primarily on is YouTube, the audio podcast, and then some stuff on LinkedIn. What I'm really focusing actually a lot on is strategic podcast guesting, not volume, not where I'm pitching like 50 different podcasts and trying to go on 50 different podcasts, and not even 100 random shows, but shows that I've actually listened to where the hosts I feel really aligned and connected with. Because for me, when I'm doing these podcast guesting opportunities, and this is something that I would just encourage you with, is energy transfers. So if I feel connected, that shows up. If I don't, it feels forced. So instead of chasing reach, I really try to focus on chasing resonance, finding really well aligned podcasts, folks that I trust and respect that have either become friends or I've just listened to their podcast long enough. And then I ask if it's okay if I'm a guest on that episode or on a episode. Insight number 5 is short clips beat long clips. So again, this is from the data. 60 to 90 second clips outperform longer ones. So many of us are creating audio podcasts, but we're also recording the video and either placing them on YouTube or just having them as video so we can cut and slice and dice them into shorts. Same thing that I've seen when on LinkedIn, short clips, when we've posted them, they tend to do really well. What's also interesting is we haven't done much of it on YouTube, posting shorts, but it's something that we're going to start to experiment with here, you know, posting anywhere from 1 to 3 shorts per episode of the STC podcast that goes out. The thing I've realized is shorts are often an entry point into someone getting to know you. And even as of this recording, and I suspect this will continue to be true, many of these platforms like YouTube really want you to create shorts. And what I'm really thinking about is if they want us to create shorts, then these shorts are serving more as a discovery engine. And so there is some wisdom in keeping those, but I think again, 60 to 90 second does really well. We use Riverside to record all of these podcast episodes. They actually have a shorts creator inside of them. You can check them out. This is an affiliate link over at sellingthecouch.com/Riverside. We've been using them for the past couple of years and overall been really happy with them. If you're just wanting to do only shorts, check out Opus Clip, OPUSCLIP. Again, this uses AI to find the most interesting moments in videos that you record and then turns them into shorts. So think of clips this way, again, as doorways. They're not the full conversation. They're often an invitation into that larger conversation. Insight number six is the deeper pattern. So when I step back, here's what stands out. Downloads are not driven by visibility. They're driven by alignment. So alignment between the question, the title, and the listener's need. Not follower count or guest size or posting frequency. Here's kind of a little tactical tip. One thing I love from that Reddit post, export your last 20 episode titles and downloads, put them into AI, and ask what patterns correlate with higher downloads. And so that way you get some unique data in terms of your own podcast, then generate better title formulas or brainstorm new episodes that are then related to the patterns where that is correlating to higher download numbers. And again, the more data you have, right, you can actually do this over a larger subset. So just a final thought that I had, which is if your podcast isn't growing the way that you expected, it might not be your consistency. It might be more about your alignment. If you found this particular podcast episode helpful, particularly with someone that you know in your life that is either starting a podcast or has one and is always trying to figure out how to grow it, I would be honored if you would consider sharing this episode. And we will definitely go from there. So have a great rest of your day, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there, thank you so much for tuning in to today's session. Just wanted to also let you know that we have a free email newsletter that goes out every week. You can download it over at sellingthecouch.com/newsletter. Basically, that newsletter contains some of the stuff that's happening behind the scenes with STC and also with my life and how I'm balancing and trying to balance being both an entrepreneur as well as building a life around my family and my health as well. And it also contains the latest podcast episode and some of the stuff that I'm doing on LinkedIn, some of the strategies and things that are working for me. And then finally, a brand new section called On Mel's Mind, where I take a video or a book or a blog post or something like that that's inspiring me for that week, and I share how I'm implementing it both in my life and in my business. Again, you can download that over at sellingthecouch.com/newsletter. And if you are one of the 3,700 colleagues that have been a part of the email newsletter, I so appreciate you. And I'm grateful for your support. We genuinely try to make these helpful. And just based on the data and based on the feedback we're getting, it seems like we're doing a really good job. So appreciate you. And I hope that you have a great day.